Washington students missed a grand total of 288,000 days of class last year because they were suspended. That got KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes wondering, what do these kids need so they don't break the rules and don't miss as much school? Kyle spoke with host Gabriel Spitzer on the most recent episode of KPLU's Sound Effect.
What are they getting in trouble for? I mean, are we talking about getting in fights or setting fire to the school or what?
Setting fire to the school, yeah. Things like bullying, violence, drugs, weapons. Those only account for about half of the suspensions or expulsions in Washington State. What's actually more common are suspensions for stuff like this.
Yeah, I kind of have an attitude. When you like say something to me, it kind of gets me heated. And so when I get heated, then that's when I get an attitude back.
Who is that?
Let's call this rule breaker Jennifer. That's a fake name. She's a high school freshman now. But ask Jennifer how many times she got suspended in middle school, and she can't tell you. She's lost count.
If I asked your teachers at that time, what would they tell me about seventh grade Jennifer?
Problematic attitude, talking back.
She wouldn't just get into arguments with other kids in class. She'd get into arguments with her teachers. Here's one fight that would play out. A teacher calls her out for talking in class. Jennifer would say, I wasn't talking.
And that's when the whole conflict would start up because I would talk back to the teacher and they're like, don't talk back to me. And then I'd be like, well, I'm just being honest. And then they would get mad and they'd be like, please step out of my class. So I would walk out and then they'd come and talk to me. And then by that time, I probably had like a bigger attitude than I had when I was inside the classroom.
So I have little kids, like a preschooler, and this sounds very familiar. This is the classic power struggle.
They get a little needly, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It escalates.
I mean, and this would happen with Jennifer over and over again with her teachers.
They'd end up giving up and be like, just go to the office. And then, or I would just walk out of class and be like, you know, I'm not going to be here no more. It's whatever.
Sometimes Jennifer would walk out and just tootle around the school, trying not to get caught. She didn't want to get in any more trouble.
How many days of the week would you say, in like the average week, how many times would you walk out of a class? How many classes would you walk out of?
At least 3 times a week.
So did you get a sense of like what was going on? Why was she doing it?
Yeah, a couple things. I mean, partially, that's just her personality. I mean, Jennifer's going to tell it like it is. She's frank to the point of defiance. And that defiance is what attracted the group of friends that she hung out with. There were other factors, too. There were factors that she didn't really want to talk about in detail, but suffice it to say, Jennifer was fighting a lot with her mom. Her mom didn't like her boyfriend at the time. She actually ended up running away from home 3 times in 2013. The police got involved all 3 times.
Okay, so there's some serious home stuff that's kind of bleeding into the school situation, too, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, so what happened next?
Well, after she ran away for the 3rd time, so this was October 2013, the school put her in touch with Stephanie Edler. She's a counselor for this nonprofit called Sound Mental Health, but she worked in Jennifer's middle school. And Jennifer really credits Stephanie with getting her back on the right track.
Oh, wow. So she did kind of make a turnaround a little bit?
She did.
So what got through to her?
Yeah, good question. There was this one piece of advice that Stephanie gave Jennifer, and I have to say it really stuck. Here's Stephanie.
Your friends love to watch a show, so her getting into it with a teacher in front of the classroom is entertaining. Unfortunately, you know, they have to find out the hard way who their true friends are. You know, once the show stops and she's doing better, now she's not, it's not as entertaining for them, you know? So, and I think that was a hard thing she eventually had to face because she's a very loyal friend. To see some of her friends drop off because she's no longer that Jennifer that blows up at teachers and walks out of the classroom, puts this huge show on for everyone's entertainment, not to mention stalls learning.
Let's just think about that for a second. I mean, this is a middle schooler we're talking about. This is telling a middle schooler, a very loyal friend, you have to figure out who your true friends are. Kind of baked into that, Gabe, is you got to get a whole new group of friends.
That can't be easy to hear.
No.
So did she do it?
Yeah, actually, she did. Moving up to high school, it's been a total fresh start for Jennifer. She's found new friends. She feels like classes are going better. Things are going better with her mom, even. And this year so far, no suspensions. For the most part, rule breaking's lost its appeal for Jennifer.
It just wasn't helping me at all for my life or for my future plans that I have for myself, you know? It's like, I want to go to college. I want to go to the university. I want to get a good job, you know? And I want to graduate with high school with good grades and stuff. And I realized that by getting in trouble and having an attitude with teachers and people around me, it's not going to help me. It's just going to bring me down more.
But the change isn't just about getting new friends. It was about facing her problems outside of school, too. And she says she could do that because Stephanie earned her trust. She makes it her job to listen, Cabe. And I think for the first time at school, anyway, Jennifer felt like she was being heard.
KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes speaking with Gabriel Spitzer, host of KPLU's Sound Effect. Find more stories from our new show at kplusoundeffect.org and tune in Saturday mornings at 10.